DeepEnglish.com.
Home is where the heart is. Active Speaking, Part C. Pacific salmon begin their lives in high freshwater mountain streams. Where do Pacific salmon begin their lives? Pacific salmon begin their lives in high freshwater mountain streams. They stay in this environment for the first few years of their life, thriving in the nutrient-rich riverbeds. Do Pacific salmon stay in high freshwater mountain streams for the first few years of their life? Yes, Pacific salmon stay in high freshwater mountain streams for the first few years of their life. Then they slowly begin to make their way to the ocean. Do they quickly make their way to the ocean? No, they slowly make their way to the ocean. It's a taxing journey of hundreds of kilometers. Only 10% of salmon ever see the Pacific. Is it a relaxing journey? No, it's not a relaxing journey. It's a taxing journey. What percent of salmon survive? Only 10% of salmon survive. Before they adventure into open water, though, young salmon, or smolts as they're technically known, spend time in brackish water in order to get used to salt before they enter the sea and become salmon. Do they get used to the salt before they enter the sea? Yes, they get used to the salt before they enter the sea. They live the next 5 years of their lives here in the ocean, waiting to reach sexual maturity. What are they waiting for? They are waiting to reach sexual maturity, and that's when their trek home begins. Once salmon have reached sexual maturity, they begin navigating back home. When do they begin navigating home? They begin navigating home once they have reached sexual maturity. They don't just return to any mountain stream, though. They begin swimming all the way back to their exact spawning spot. Do they swim all the way back to their exact spawning spot? Yes, they swim all the way back to their exact spawning spot. This is called a salmon run. Is this called a salmon walk? No, this isn't called a salmon walk. This is called a salmon run. The salmon push their way up against the current of the river, leaping rapids, waterfalls, and braving grizzly bears, fishermen, and other predators. Are they leaping rapids? Yes, they are leaping rapids. Are they leaping waterfalls? Yes, they are leaping waterfalls. Are they braving grizzly bears? Yes, they are braving grizzly bears. Are they braving fishermen? Yes, they are braving fishermen. And are they also braving other predators? Yes, they are also braving other predators. Exhausted, they arrive home, the home where they were spawned, to lay their eggs and die, their bodies feeding the next generation. Who do their bodies feed? Their bodies feed the next generation. We know that salmon find their way home with magnetic navigation. How do salmon find their way home? Salmon find their way home with magnetic navigation. But why do salmon do this, instead of just going to any mountain stream? No one knows. Maybe they have evolved that way because it's a safer place for them to lay eggs. Have they evolved to return home and lay their eggs? Maybe, but no one really knows. Or maybe it's because salmon have a strong emotion to return home. What do you think? Do they have a strong emotion to return home? Maybe they feel the same pull towards home that we feel, the desire to return home, have children, and pass away in our beds. Do you think that humans want to return home and die in their beds? What about animals? Do you think they prefer to die at home? Although we can never really know the exact reason that salmon return home, it seems possible that our own sense of home is in part instinctual. Is it possible that our own sense of home is instinctual? Yes, it's possible that our own sense of home is instinctual. After all, if animals like the Pacific salmon and the New Zealand eel go to extreme lengths to return home, why not us?